Good morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of Neighbors of Hope. We'll share struggles and triumphs and how through the Word, everyone can experience the loving and healing reality of Christ's compassion. Now here's the Neighbors of Hope Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Good morning, gentlemen. Welcome to this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. How are we doing?
All right.
Quite the winter wonderland weekend, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
What'd you say? It's like, I'm tired of shoveling already. Yeah. Okay, gentlemen, we just, here at Neighbors of Hope, recently wrapped up our annual study on holiness. And, as part of our character formation as individuals who are attempting to image Jesus. As we were concluding that study, one of the scriptures that we looked at came from the Gospel of Matthew in chapter 7. We looked at a couple of them there, but I'd like to have us revisit one of those pericopes and share our insights, our thoughts, our ponderings with our listening audience. So if I could have someone read from Matthew chapter 7. Beginning at verse 21 through the end of the chapter. What's that? 28, 29, something like that? I'd be very appreciative.
Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons, and in your name perform many miracles? Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. When Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed at his teaching because he taught as one who had authority and not as their teachers of the law.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. All right, gentlemen, immediate responses, thoughts, comments, questions? What jumps out at you?
Many will say to them that they, Lord, Lord, do we not, all that stuff. It says to me, you know, you can say all the right things and do all the right things, but it's for the wrong reasons. It's all for nothing. But we're supposed to be imaging Jesus, and Jesus, he didn't do all these things to make a name for himself, because he knew there was nothing he could do or say that would make God love him more. He did everything he did to glorify God. To show everybody what his God could do through him. And that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to make ourselves through our words and our actions and just the way we carry ourselves indistinguishable from Jesus. You know, a lot of people don't do that because they could just say, I'm just human.
Okay. Good. Good. Anybody else?
Yeah, it's like when doing things, especially me, what am I really doing them for? Who am I doing them for? Am I doing them to please others, to please myself, or is it for is it to glorify God? And you know, you got to be prepared, man. You got to be prepared. And not be a slugger, if you ask me. And yeah, like I said earlier about behind closed doors, you know, where's your heart really at? Do the same that you would do if others were around. You know, God's always there. He's with us always. And you know, I fall short of that every day. I mean, it's a struggle. It's a struggle, man. But you just keep moving forward. Your brothers are here for you. We're here for our brothers. We gotta lift each other up. Just keep moving on.
Okay, thank you. Anybody else?
think it's a, I look at it as a, I see true and false disciples, and I start immediately trying to pick it apart like I'm supposed to be looking out for those. When I think it's just a more of a measure of, to me. Right? And you really can't be my disciple unless you just do what I say. Period. And it's not, I'll even kind of piggyback off of Johnny. It's not so much for me as what am I doing it for and who am I doing it for? Because I only ever really think about that afterwards anyways. I don't think I truly ever have like a pre-thought, so to speak.
None of the WWJD?
I don't. I just like to try to move in a direction that my actions and my words speak for themselves, as they just tend to. All right, so I take what I've been taught and what I believe, and I just do that. It's not that I think about what I'm doing it for, because I'm just going to hold to the faith that I'm doing it for the right reasons. That's knowledge that's given to me. That's wisdom that I gain over doing right and wrong. There's no way for me to know that beforehand.
Okay. Good. Next. Anybody else?
This part about where you build your house reminds me of how we were talking about holiness and how God protects and provides and... how it says we have to build our foundation on rock and not sand. Just putting your faith in God, He'll provide and protect for you. Or if you don't, life will crush you.
Good. Anybody else?
I was going to go a different direction, but I'm going to go with, I'm going to stuck on this identity thing. You know, I talk to a lot of people, even myself. I pull out the identity, what he's saying here. It's like, I go around and say, like, I haven't, but I've dug a well in Africa and named Jesus. I've done all these things, even spread the message and stuff. But my heart wasn't in it, the condition. It wasn't nothing, he's not going to know me. It's not about even what you say and what you do. It's do you know him, does he know you? Like, the intimate know love, the deepening love. So it's always, to me, it's an identity thing. He knew where he was, so he knew what he was building. He knew what foundation, he knew what cornerstone, what his position was, what part to play. He just knew. So you couldn't shake him. And like these words are tools to carry out and to build. Like I say, it's always action with him. He gives you the tools, the words. It was made flesh. Now you walk it out here. I'll do this. I even use it sometimes as we talk. It's like ammunition even. These are weapons. We're fighting a different type of war, different battle. Not with our hands or fists or with real bullets. He gives you... Designer. He gives you these tools to go build kingdom building, you know. You really pick up on it. It's not supposed to stay right here in the book. I mean, you go back to it. It's like you go back to get another tool to go and do this part of a house. You go back, I need these supplies to put this roof on or whatever. This is where you go back to the foundation to go out there and do it. And that's, I don't see it nowadays a lot. The doers. A lot of sayers, man. A lot of people talk a good game too.
Yeah.
Real slick with it. But I don't see the building. I don't see the kingdom mind. I don't see the heart. It's just for, look at me. Oh, I got this nice car. I got, you know, look what I'm doing. God's blessing me so much. I came from here to here. What about the people, man? I still love God, love people. I see a lot of people getting their love. You know, I'm even getting theirs. That's not what he teaches. Just do it, like Nike says.
Just do it. The gospel of Nike, right? Yeah. Just do it. Yeah, that's good. That's good. Anybody else? There's an old saying that's attributed to Saint Francis of Assisi. Preach the gospel always. When necessary, use words. That kind of fits here a little bit. In that first section, in a sense, really my disciples, those who are like me, those who are imaging me and God, those who are holy, are those who do the will of my Father. Skip down a couple verses. Right? Everyone who follows my commands. Right? So, these are not insights into people who hear but don't believe. You know, they're just saying, "Well, I go to church, but I don't really believe that." He's not laying out here the contradiction between saying one thing and then believing a different thing. Right? It's about those who claim to believe but aren't necessarily doing. All right? It's hearers and doers. When we get to the part about the two foundations, right? Matthew is very good at looking at Jesus, not just as the new Moses, but really as a Jewish rabbi in the tradition of the old sage, the wise one. So he has these cross references with Proverbs. And so when he talks about being a fool, right, that doesn't mean it's somebody who's intellectually challenged. Right? The fool is the one who really hears the instruction, but is deplete of moral judgment. Right? So Jesus said, "Look, I'm walking around here. I'm going to teach you some things. And they're grounded on a firm foundation. It's the foundation of truth. It's solid moral judgment. So whatever you do, in private or public, all right, it needs to be predicated on that moral judgment. And that moral judgment is direct reflection of God's will." And so the people that he starts out teaching are those who are adapting to a Christian vision of the way the world is supposed to be. So when we talked about holiness and trusting God, right, having faith in God, that God provides and God protects, and that's in accordance with what God's will is for God's creation. And that we have to intentionally, we can say we believe in God, but that doesn't mean, just these words haunt me. If we just do that, we could very well be the people that Jesus says, "I don't know you." But Jesus, you know, I pray every day and I read my devotions and I go to my men's study group once a week and I go to church. I don't know you. Right? Because doing the will of God is a whole lot more than that. Because part of our holiness studies, we looked at things like justice leading toward peace. And there's still a lot of injustice around. Right? And so if we're going to be part of having a foundation predicated on moral judgment and the will of God, then that's a justice matter. And so some of the things we have to be engaged in, that we have to be doing, are acts of justice that work toward the shalomic vision God has for God's creation. Otherwise, "I believe," and he says, "I don't know you." So in the book of Proverbs, the fool is the individual who does not practice solid moral judgment.
Yeah, it's literally somebody who knows the guidelines but intentionally steps outside of them.
Yeah. So you say you know Jesus, you've heard his teaching, but you don't practice them. Okay. Right? Matthew will carry this on when he gets to Matthew 25 with the sheep and goats. Again, it's kind of the criteria of judgment. And it's really placed upon believers. Non-believers, not a whole lot to judge. You've already made a decision. Right? Well, very good, gentlemen. I appreciate you sharing with our listening audience on this edition of Word Made Flesh. So until we meet again, right, as we prepare ourselves this week for Lent, and we'll be launching our Lent reflection study. So. Until then, may God's grace, peace, love, and joy be with you always.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh. Neighbors of Hope brings people hope through a comprehensive suite of Christ-centered programs that include the Men's Ministry, Blessings and More Resale Store, our Third Day Farm Project, Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry, and of course our radio ministry, Word Made Flesh. We're also in the process of establishing a women's and children's transitional housing program. Find out how you can become a neighbor of hope at neighborsofhope.com. And please join us again next Sunday morning for Word Made Flesh.